Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God. I'd rather have Jesus than anything.
I don't know about you, but that's sure how I feel, because he is the Lord of my life. He's never let me down, never leaves me or forsakes me. Praise be to God. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul? Flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the fountain be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked in him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares and fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Praise be to God. I just love the Lord so much, and I just wanted to take an opportunity this morning for us just to exalt him, to press into his presence, and slow down and spend some time with him. Whether you're on the broadcast live now, or maybe you'll see this on demand, when you look around this world, people are getting too busy, even sometimes doing the work of the Lord. I'm not saying that it's wrong to do work for the Lord, but if you get so busy doing that work that you can't spend time with him, then we're going to be pulled away from him, and we're not going to get to grow in him, and we're not going to have time to be in our word and spend quiet time with our Father. So that's what I felt led in this broadcast today, just to spend some quiet time with our Father, to listen to some worship music, to share some scripture, and to pray. So I would just like to say, Father God, I just humbly come before your throne of grace, Father God, and I just lift my voice up to praise you, Father God. Lord, I just ask that your anointing be upon this broadcast, Father God, and Lord, that you'll take it forth into every corner of every nation. It blesses me so much, Father God, to see all the nations and countries that we're reaching, Father God, sharing the gospel and the message of the cross, Father God. Lord, I just give this broadcast to you. I give Reaching Out Radio to you, Father God. And Lord, I ask that you take it forth in your perfect will, God. Whatever the platform is you want, dear God, whoever you want to be on here, Father God, Lord, I just ask that you have complete control. I surrender all to you, O Lord God, as I do in my life, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, for being at your Father's right-hand side, for giving your life for us. But praise be to God, you arose, and one day you're going to come back to take your children home. And we thank you for interceding our prayers. Thank you for loving us enough to take our cross, to take our crown of thorns, to take the nails in your hands and feet for us. We just want to honor you today. We want to acknowledge how great you are. And Father God, we just want to take time to spend with you and to focus on how much you love us, so much that you sent your Son to die for us, Father God. Lord, may we die of ourselves daily, that you may increase in our lives in every way. Father God, search our hearts and cast out things unpleasing to you, Father God. Just have your perfect will in way in our lives, Father God. We love you, Father God, and we just give our life to you, Father God, to have your perfect will in. Praise be to you, Lord, Father God. I know that so many of us right now in life are going through things. We feel broken. We feel alone. We feel like there's no way for us. But I want to encourage you this morning that there is, that you have a Father God that loves you so much. And I just pray that you know when you put all your hope in him that things are going to change. And I feel led to share that song by Crowder right now. Really listen to the words. All my hope is in Jesus. Hallelujah.
I've been down to earth. go return.
Your hope in Jesus. Don't trust in man or things of this world, because those things are going to leave you empty and lost. When we truly put our hope in Jesus, that is when we can have strength and peace and feel love like we never have known in our lives. And I'm going to share some scripture with you out of the book of Philippians chapter 4. And Father God, I just pray that you anoint me to read your word, Father God. Lord, open ears to receive your word, Father God. And Lord, let the seed be planted in her heart, Father God. And Lord, as the seed gets planted in their heart, Father God, let it grow and let them produce good fruit that people can pick, Father God, off the fruit, dear God, and plant seeds in others' lives, God. Let us branch out for Jesus, for your kingdom, Father God. Help us to be lights in the darkness, Father God. In Jesus' name I ask these things. Amen. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, Help those women which labored with me in the gospel with the Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. When you come before God, do you come before Him with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving in your heart? Do you come before Him knowing that He is able to do all things? Whenever you pray before God, come with hope, knowing that God is able to do all things. Hallelujah. And have thankfulness in your heart, knowing that in His time and will, it shall be done. Amen. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful scripture. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep our hearts and our minds in peace through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there is be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Praise be to God. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. So no matter what we're going through, whether maybe we're lacking something or whether we have plenty, we need to be content in all things. Acknowledge God. Be thankful and count the blessings in your life, brothers and sisters. And know even in our trials that we are blessed. And if we take time to look, we will see God has purpose in our trials, and they're just leading to future testimonies. Praise God. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. Why should we be discouraged thinking we can't accomplish things, thinking we can't get through this test, that we can't get through this trial? Because the Word of God clearly tells us that we can do all things through Christ, who is our strength. Hallelujah. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account, which means to be added to. But I have all in abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you, and all the saints salute you, chiefly that they are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Praise God. I get excited. I get so excited when I'm in the Word, and I just love spending time with God, because that is where my hope is. That is where my strength is. And I know that He loves us. And every time I have a need, He's always right on time. And He just keeps me encouraged. He has shown me over and over again how faithful He is. That's why I don't doubt. That's why I don't fear. That's why I don't question, because God has showed me He is with me. He loves me. And no matter what I'm going through, he will never forsake me. And I want you to know that he will do the same in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we need not to be ashamed of the gospel. And we need to stand with one another, shouting from the rooftops, letting the world know of God's greatness and of his love. And I want to share another song with you right now. I am not ashamed.
What a glorious night to be able to sing about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Renee. We're a harbor for those who are lost. And sometimes it just isn't easy bearing Calvary's cross. We've been ridiculed by those who don't know him, and mocked by those who don't believe. And I love standing up for my Jesus, for the all that he's done for me. That's why I am not ashamed of the God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I really hope that you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, it's really important that when we go out into this world, we understand that there's darkness all around us, and so many people are bound in that darkness. They don't know the Lord. They don't know who the true light is, where true peace is, where true love is, where freedom is. That's found in Jesus Christ. That's why it's so important for us not to hide our light, but to shine like a city on a hill, brothers and sisters. It's so hard sometimes for us to separate ourselves from the world, to be set apart for God. It doesn't matter if you're at work, if you're at Walmart, whether you're with family. We're always surrounded by people that are hurt and lost, broken, non-believers. What does your life reflect for Christ? When people see you, do they see Jesus? Does your love shine forth, and do you declare your faith in him? Do you declare the love of Jesus? Do you witness to people, brothers and sisters? Because as we know, the signs of time are unfolding. And even in his word, he tells us that if we deny him here on earth, that he will deny us before God, our Father. That's something really important to think about. Or what if we know that person is lost and we've never offered to reach out in love, to be a witness to them, and we may be the only opportunity that we have, that they have, brothers and sisters. It's really important for us to be sharing the word of God. For in the word of God, in 1 Thessalonians, it teaches us about the return of the Lord. See, so many people are going through life thinking they're in control, not thinking about when and how that their life's going to end. You know, so many of us think that the choices that we're making don't matter. And God gives us free will, brothers and sisters. See, he gives us free will to make choices. He doesn't want us to be like little puppets. He gives us the opportunity to either receive him or to deny him, which chooses our final destination. And in the word of God, it tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Brothers and sisters, are you presenting your vessel in sanctification and honor? Does your life glorify God in the choices that you make? Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which not know God, which is actually personal desire in heathen. It's concupiscence is how you pronounce that. I apologize. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Brothers and sisters, are you loving one another? Are you reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, showing forth love to God, letting people see what it truly means to love God? And indeed, you do it towards all the brethren, which are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. We need to be sharing the word of God with people. It doesn't matter if they're yellow, black, or white, if they're from China, Africa, Japan. Learn to love people, to search the heart. Don't shun people because of where they're from, and don't be scared of being received, because when you have discernment of the Spirit and you trust the Holy Spirit to lead you, God will let you know how to approach people, and they will receive you when you trust the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly towards them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Hallelujah. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, and that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Praise be to God. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherever comfort one another with these words. That should excite you. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Or if he should return to take us home in the rapture, brothers and sisters, and we're still alive, we're going to go up just in the twinkle of an eye. We are going to be changed. Praise be to God. But it's important to know, the word of God tells us, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Get a hold of that, brothers and sisters. He will come like a thief in the night. If he came today, would you be found ready? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because the only way unto the Father is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Believing that he died for us, that he rose again, but praise be to God that he's coming for us again to take us home. Hallelujah. You have to receive him in your heart, not just speak it out, but truly believe, because he knows your heart, brothers and sisters. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Which means, brothers and sisters, they won't be prepared for his return. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love, and for a helmet and the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we walk or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And that means to build each other up, brothers and sisters. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that they are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but every follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And that word just blessed me so much. I just felt a move of the Spirit over me as I was sharing that with you. And I really want you to take time today to ask God to search your heart, ask him to seek and let you know what is not pleasing unto him, brothers and sisters. Are you doing the things that the scripture just called us to do there, brothers and sisters? We have to remember that vengeance is God's. He knows how to reach people, and he knows how he wants to respond to things. We're not to respond in anger or in hate. We need to love people like Jesus, like he did when he went to the cross for us, brothers and sisters, when we were offered grace and mercy. We need to learn to offer grace and mercy onto others. We need to be the change that this world needs. It's so easy to sit and complain about how messed up the world is. What are you doing to change it? Are you sharing the gospel? Are you sharing forth love? Are you working as the hands and feet? Are you seeking God daily for his perfect will, how he can use you to be a difference in this world, brothers and sisters? Are you praying without ceasing? Are you giving thanks in all things? Are you not quenching the spirit? Do you deny prophesying? Are you showing forth in love to people? Brothers and sisters, are you being a peacemaker? Are you being one that is a talebearer and brings grief? These are a lot of things to think about. But most importantly of all, we need to understand that he will return. It says that he will come. For he will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. When that trumpet sounds, brothers and sisters, will you be found ready? Brothers and sisters, will you be found ready? When he comes forth, do you know without a shadow of doubt that he will take you home? Will you rise with him and spend eternity in heaven? Are you letting others know about this truth? Praise be to God. I really want you to take some time to think about that. And I want to share one of my cover songs off my cover album, Worshiping the King. And I really want you just to take time and really think about what I was talking about. And I want to share this song, The Cross Said It All, because he loved us so much that he took stripes upon his back for our healing, that he was beaten unrecognizable. Really think about that. He had all the power in heaven to call down angels. He had the power to deny doing the will of his Father, to be the perfect lamb offering the blood that would never, where we'd never have to have any blood ever again. Those were our nails. That was our cross. He bore it for us. And through Jesus Christ, God's only Son, the cross really said it all of how much he loved us.
Tell the story of God's redemption plan, how Jesus came to take our sins away. But my finest words cannot express
Praise God with three nails and two pieces of wood. God showed his love for us, for he gave his son Jesus for us. The cross truly said it all. And many of you that are listening in other countries, are maybe you've never heard about Jesus. You may wonder who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of God, the only begotten Son. He was the perfect sacrifice sent from heaven to earth that we could be saved from our sins and have a way unto eternity to never be sick, to never die again, to live with our Heavenly Father who loves us so much. Through Jesus, we are freed from hell's eternal damnation. And as we read in the book of John, chapter 3, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And the miracles that they're talking about is Jesus healed the eyes of the blind. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He turned the water into wine. He multiplied the breads and fishes to feed the hungry. He did numerous healings and miracles, cast out demons, and they knew that only it could be the Son of God, someone connected to God, to do these miracles. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Even though people were seeing Jesus do these miracles, many of them still did not believe. They had no understanding. They still questioned him being the Son of God. Many of them did. Even some that walked close with him had doubts about things when Jesus told them. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? What about you, brothers and sisters? Do you believe of heavenly things? Do you believe what the living word of God teaches us about heaven? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that so whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And when he's talking about being lifted up, he's talking about giving his life for us, that we could live and he could return unto his Father and one day come to take his children home. And the word of God tells us, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Where would we be without his sacrifice? He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. The light is come into the world, but men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth trust cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, and they are wrought in God. So, brothers and sisters, as we get ready to come into closing today, my question is to you, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that he came and was born onto a Virgin Mary, and that he died for us? That he took the stripes upon his back at the whipping post. They beat him unrecognizable, brothers and sisters. Even plucked the very hairs from his face. After that beating, being weak, bleeding, he carried a heavy cross up a hill, Golgotha's hill. He was placed upon that cross at Calvary. And he had such love that the people that had praised him, singing out, Hi, Hosanna, to the King of Kings the week before, were in the very crowd saying, Away with him, crucify him. They denied him. They deceived him. But yet, what did he do? He is such a loving Savior. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And see, that very forgiveness that he asked for the crowd that day is still there for you today. And I want to encourage you, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you heard what the word said, lest ye be born again, which doesn't mean physical birth. It means spiritual. It means receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that you may live eternally. And even your life here on earth will be so much better with Jesus as your Savior. I'm not saying that you won't never go through things, that you won't have temptations, because the devil's going to come at a child of God to try to discourage you, to pull you down. But greater is he that's in us, that's in this world. And when we learn to tap into the power that we have being a child of God, we can become unstoppable overcomers through Christ. Praise be to God. So it is my hope today that if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will open your heart to receive him. It is a choice. He does not force you into it. He gives us free will. It is a choice. As John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Do you know, without a shadow of doubt, if that trump would sound today, that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life and that you will spend that everlasting life with Jesus in heaven? I pray right now that you'll just search your heart and that you'll seek your Father. For he tells us in James 4:8, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You can't serve two masters. You can't live in this world and be of this world, because this too shall pass. Eternity is where your mind should be at. So as we come into closing, if there's anyone out there listening today that wants to call in and they need prayer and they want to give their life to the Lord, you can call 626-696-8607 and press 1, and I'd be more than happy to pray with you. Or maybe that you're going to be seeing this on the on demand and you're going to hear it through that. Please just feel free to message me on Facebook, Montel Fields, or on LinkedIn or Twitter, wherever it may be that you see the platform. I would love to pray with you and know that you have eternal salvation with our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, as we come into closing, Lord, Father God, I just pray that this message and this time with you reaches the people today, Father God. Lord, Father God, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But praise be to you, Father God, that you sent your Son, the perfect Lamb, down from heaven to be our sacrifice, the only blood that ever needed to be had again, Father God, for our sacrifice to cleanse us of our sins, Father God. Father, we just ask that you search our heart today, Lord. Cast out things unpleasing to you, Father God, and draw us closer unto you, Father God. Cast out hate and pride and prejudice, Father God. Lord, pull out all the things, the weeds that cause our heart to grow hard and keep us from flourishing, Father God. Lord, put in new seed. Put in love, Father God, and give us kindness, Father God, and just teach us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, just use us for your glory. I pray, dear God, that those that are hurting, are bound, will know you, Lord, Father God. And Lord, Father God, I just prayed, Father God, Lord, that people be saved today that hear this broadcast, so they will know the truth, dear God, that the only way onto you, Father God, is through your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. And Lord, Father God, just keep your hand upon us as we go forth on this journey called life, God. We have hope knowing that you love us, that you never leave us or forsake us, Father God. Lord, Father God, without you, where would we be, Father God? I just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. May you be glorified in this broadcast, Father God. And Lord, as we go out with this song, it's one of my favorite cover songs, Father God, without you, where would I be, Father God? I just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Thank you for taking time to listen to the broadcast. Please share them. You can download them, burn them on a CD to maybe take to nursing homes to share the word of God. We have close to 400 broadcasts on here that are free to listen, and I would love for you to just share them. So many talented, anointed men and women of God on here. It's our hearts to keep the word going forth into the nations, into America. We just need to be a voice going into the nations, shouting from the rooftops, telling the world about Jesus. And it is my hope that you know that you are of great worth, created for a purpose and a plan. The enemy likes to try to lie to us and tell us that we have no purpose, that we're too far gone, we're worthless, we're hopeless, that we've done so much wrong, that there's no hope. But there is hope in Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hope in Jesus Christ. He is such a loving Savior. As I said so much, that he gave his life for us. And as long as there's a breath in you, brothers and sisters, there is hope. When you call upon the name of Jesus, there is power in that. When you call upon the name of Jesus, he hears you and he will receive you. If you're down and you're broken, if you're bound in addiction, maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe you're sick and you're so weak in bed that you feel you can't go on. Use your breath to call out to Jesus. For when you call out to Jesus, it's the name above all names. Oh, hallelujah, there is power in his name. I even get a witness in my spirit when I say Jesus, and the enemy shrieks at his name. So we just say, Jesus, 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 we love you. We adore you. We thank you. We just ask that you receive us, that you forgive us. Oh, search our hearts today, oh God, and have your way in our life, Father God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Jesus, just say that name, Jesus. If you can't say anything else at all, say Jesus, because he hears, praise God, and there's power in his name. He is our source and our power. Through him, we can do all things who strengthen us. Praise be to God. In our weakness, God's strength is perfected. Hallelujah. So in your weak moments, call out to God. Say, perfect me, Father God, in my weakness. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Don't back down when God is backing you up. Know that I love you, but God loves you more. Keep watching our homepage for upcoming broadcasts. And again, please share them, because it's our heart's desire to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with the world. It's free to share. It's free to listen. It's free to download. The on-demand episodes are available every day of the year, 24/7. So let's share the gospel. Praise be to God. And I want to close out with one of my favorite cover songs. This is Evangelist Montel Fields, and this is my song, Without Him. Praise God. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see through amazing grace of Jesus who died for me. Remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Face this day with hope, knowing that He is with you and that He loves you. And remember to reflect Him, for you may be the only Bible that anyone reads. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Take some time to enjoy His creation. Take time to spend with your Father, because He really likes when His children spend time with Him. Take time to look at the beautiful flowers, to hear a bird sing, to look at the beautiful clouds in the sky. If you take time to draw onto Him, He will draw onto you. Thanks again for listening to Reaching Out Radio International, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, sharing the gospel into the nations and the message of the cross. We love you all and appreciate you so much. Continue to pray for us. And again, I would really appreciate it if you share the broadcast. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. This is Evangelist Montel Fields. God bless.